Do you ever wonder what's buried on your property? What if you could see what's under the dirt even before digging it up? The state of Minnesota has started doing just that, using remote sensing technology to find and map state archaeological sites by airplane. State archaeologist Scott Anfinson joins us by phone this morning to explain how this technology works and what sort of things they've discovered so far. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, you're using a new a technology to do this mapping. What's it called? And tell us a little bit about how it works.
It's called LIDAR, and it's just like radar. The acronym stands for light detection and ranging, but it's like radar, except instead of sound waves, it uses laser pulses. So an airplane flies over an area and sends out all these little laser pulses. They come back. It can measure how much time it took to get back, and then it can make a detailed topographic map of the area it flew over. And you get several different returns. You'll get the foresters love it because you can get all the tops of all the trees so they can really get a good sense of what the forest is in an area. But what archaeologists love it for is we get what's called bare earth reflections, and that's why they fly it when leaves are off the trees if they can, and then they can get these bare earth returns, and we can start looking at things like burial mounds and ancient forts and things like that.
So it needs to be something of some substantial size, I suppose, in order for you to identify it?
Yep, they originally started using LIDAR in Minnesota. It's been around since, of course, the military developed it back in the 1970s. But archaeologists didn't start using it till about 10 years ago. And in Minnesota, it also started getting general use about 10 years ago when they wanted to get more detailed maps of the Red River Valley because of the flood. The Red River Valley is a very flat lake plain, and the standard government maps, the U.S. Geological Survey maps for the Red River Valley, have 5-foot contour intervals. Well, when you're talking 5 feet in the Red River Valley, you're talking about thousands of acres that could not be flooded or flooded when you're just dealing with a couple of inches. So it was very critical for the FEMA to get detailed maps of the Red River Valley. So the first flights in Minnesota were done in the Red River Valley to build these detailed maps, and they come to a detail of 6 inches. So now we can see within 6 inches where the topography is on the ground.
Scott, we're talking with Scott Anfinson, a state archaeologist, and using LIDAR technology to do mapping of archaeological sites or finds. And how about you, Scott, and your team? What sort of things have you found so far?
Well, we in Minnesota are very interested in mapping, especially where burial mounds are. And these mounds were built by the ancestors of today's Indians in Minnesota, starting about maybe 2,500 years ago and right up to about 500 years ago. For 2,000 years, the Indians in Minnesota primarily used burial mounds as their graveyards. When white people first came to Minnesota, these were all over the landscape. We've mapped in my files, we have records of 12,500 burial mounds that have been mapped in Minnesota. But most of these were mapped back in the late 19th century, and no one's been back to see them since in most cases, and they're scattered all over the landscape. So I can take this existing LIDAR data. I didn't pay to have the LIDAR data flown. It's already been flown for other reasons by the state of Minnesota using the legacy money from the legacy amendment. And I can take this and say target a particular area where we know there were burial mounds at one time, and without even going out into the field, I can make a map of what the topography looks like, and we can actually, if the burial mounds still survive there, we can actually see them on these maps.
Is this statewide, or is there some areas that there's more of a concentration or that you've been concentrating on more?
The biggest concentration of mounds in Minnesota are really in three areas, although mounds there's only two counties that don't have any mounds in Minnesota, and that's Cook and Lake. Every other county, they didn't seem to get way up into northeastern Minnesota, but the biggest concentration is around Red Wing down in southeastern Minnesota. There's another big concentration around Lake Minnetonka, just outside Minneapolis. And then there's another concentration up around Lake Mille Lacs.
Very interesting. Scott, anything else you want to add about the work that you've been doing and how this technology has been helping?
Sure. It not only saves, in this time of expensive gas, it's nice for me to be able to just pull data off the Internet and use that to find where burial mounds may or may not be, because The reason I do that is because in state law, I'm in charge of authenticating all unrecorded burials. So nothing that's in the, if it's a recorded cemetery that's in the county recorder's office and less than 50 years old, I don't have anything to do with it. But every burial that's over 50 years old and outside of recorded cemetery, I'm technically in charge of. So when someone wants to build a new house, a new lake cabin, I'll get a call and they'll say, could you tell us if there's any burial mounds here? We hear rumors of burial mounds here. Are there or aren't there? So that's a huge part of my job, is to help people sort out if they're going to be able to build their lake cabin or not. So this is a big step for me to be able to even tell them preliminary, well, I looked at the LIDAR returns and you don't seem to have any mounds on your property, so I think you're okay. But so this should really help the citizens of Minnesota to answer a lot of questions about land development, but it also helps me because it makes my job be done much more efficiently, and we certainly need that in the time of tight government budget.
We're speaking with state archaeologist Scott Anfinson about the new LIDAR technology. The state is, well, it's not new, as you said, Scott, but new to you, technology the state is using to map Minnesota's archaeological sites by airplane. Anything else you want to add, Scott? It sounds very interesting. And also, is there a website people can get more information on this?
Yes, they can. They can go to my website, the website of the state archaeologist. The easiest way to find that, rather than try write out a long URL and have people copy it down, is just Google Minnesota Archaeology, and I'll be one of the first ones they hit, or Minnesota State Archaeologists, and they'll hit me first. I should also mention, and we do have the first sample report on there. We did a sample project in Crow and Scott counties just to see how this worked, and that report is right on my webpage of how it came out. And we found over half the mounds in those counties just using LIDAR. But I should also mention that the legacy money that is paying for this, that's part of that constitutional amendment that was passed 3 years ago. We've also got a number of other wonderful projects, and one of them is we're doing an archaeological survey of the North Shore of Minnesota to try to find out where the ancient Indian sites were along the North Shore, and some people from Duluth are doing that one. Probably as we speak, they might even be out in the field. So we've got projects all over the state that are funded with this legacy money, and it's not only just being done for archaeological research and interest archaeologists, but it'll really help the citizens of Minnesota understand their past better and also be able to develop the land so things aren't harmed.
Well, we'll definitely follow up with others on these other projects, Scott. They're very interesting interviews, especially the one along the North Shore. It'll be fun for us to hear.
Yes.
Thank you, Scott, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.